Yeah, Vivian and I share slightly different perspectives on our journey to spirituality. My spirituality began with my parents. My grandfather, William Allen, was a Baptist minister, thus the name Emmanuel Allen, Senior and Junior, meaning God with thee. My grandmother and mother were staunch church attendees, so I was learning Bible stories from the United Church of Christ we attended, as well as the Baptist and Holiness churches we visited with Grandma. I was 16, and my brothers were 15 and 11 when my mother passed in 1963, which was just 2 days before the Kennedy assassination. We were assured by my church family that they would be there for us. Around the same time, the KKK marched in Raleigh, covered in red, white, and blue robes, spanning from the old Capitol building to Memorial Auditorium. We three were politically active and followed doctrines of Dr. Martin Luther King, the Black Panther Party, and Malcolm X, while listening to the propaganda of ultra-conservative Jesse Helms on Viewpoint. We were exposed to the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Eldridge Cleaver, Huey P. Newton, and various other activists. After the assassination of Dr. King, my middle brother was arrested for going dangerously armed to join the process. The murder of Dr. King left many in the nation feeling hopeless. However, our church family was nowhere to be found. We were thought to be troublemakers. It was after fighting for equal rights and the passing of the civil rights laws by the Johnson administration that we became exposed to mainstream America and realized our neighborhood was being overwhelmed with drugs, particularly heroin. Our community did not have the resources to bring in this drug, so we wondered how it got there. We realized law enforcement used it as another way to suppress and control. My middle brother and I were fortunate enough to be hired by IBM in 1966. There I met people from many backgrounds. In my world of black and white, I was unaware of the various ethnic groups. It was in the Research Triangle where I first met a Mormon. It was rather strange the way he would sit and stare at me during our lunch period. After about a month, he felt comfortable enough to join me for lunch and, after exchanging pleasantries, asked me why I was violent and militant. His judgment was partially due to my chosen hairstyle, an afro, and the racial riots that were occurring in several cities during the summer of 1967. I went home that day and read some about the Mormon church. I was told that it was in the church doctrine that no person of color could have a position of authority because we had the curse of Cain. However, we were welcome to become members there. I knew this was the same justification used for slavery, and could not understand why only people of color had the curse. IBM granted me a military leave of absence, and I joined the Navy in 1970 to avoid being drafted for the Vietnam War. They considered me a political activist and released me after about 3 years under honorable conditions. I always carried out my duties, but I rebelled against injustice by publishing in the underground newspaper. We sailors received new mattresses that I found were substandard with foul warnings on each label. Although it was against the rules to smoke in bed, that rule was often violated, thus making these mattresses fire hazards as we slept five bunks high. My senator, Sam Ervin, promptly opened a congressional investigation, which resulted in my captain losing his ship. I had to speak up for my value of human life. I married my smart and beautiful wife, Tawana, in 1978. We felt the need to expose my three-year-old stepson, Bruce, to spirituality and the Christian values we grew up with. He had lost his father as a police detective slain in the line of duty. We visited various churches, and our daughter Tamia attended this UUCC open door school. We have been here several times for memorial services as well as meetings in Freeman Hall for Charlatans for Free South Africa, and finally saw the release of Nelson Mandela. We never attended service here because we were not familiar with the mission. We studied with Jehovah's Witnesses for about 2 years. I found it odd the way they calculated the number of people who would ascend into heaven at 144,000. We then attended a new church development for about 10 years, Eastfield Presbyterian. And we watched as good-intentioned folk donated time, property, energy, and money, only to see the presbytery renege on promises and sell the church for a huge profit. My brother-in-law was a Krishna devotee who introduced me to the Hindu community in Charlotte and discussed the life of Krishna and his traits that were in common with Jesus. Yet we both questioned the strife between Hindu, Muslim, Christian, Jew, atheist, and Buddhist, when it was obvious there was value in all. We have finally found a congregation that shares those values. Now at 71, I, along with Tawana, have been members here for about 2 years. We were attracted to UCC for the stance on social justice and environmental issues. Tawana and I have built up a trust with this congregation and are grateful to have held the memorial service for our son here. We have come to know you better through the Undoing Racism Workshop, and the transparency and openness that are displayed here, as well as the welcoming of our family during our family reunion. I look back and glean lessons learned from our path to spirituality, some of which were don't judge, don't hate, question the status quo, question authority, love is love, depend on the change being constant in our lives. Even religion can be weaponized. Life is beautiful. This is the day that God has given us. Rejoice and be glad in it. Be self-sufficient, but never too proud to ask for help. All lives matter. Science is real. We are thankful for all of our blessings. Thank you.